of you might be wondering why we're outside and joined by adorable dogs, cats, rabbits, and other beloved pets at church today. The short answer is that on or near October 4th every year, we recognize the life of Saint Francis of Assisi, who is known as the patron saint of animals. But what's with Saints' Days in the first place? In the Episcopal Church, layered throughout the year are commemorations for certain individuals from Christian history. Unlike the high holy days of Easter or Christmas, when we remember events related to Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, these feast days for saints are optional commemorations, secondary to the primary church calendar, and more like a family history of the Christians who lived before us. Jesus, who is both fully God and fully human, was the only person to live without sin, and we worship God alone. We don't worship the saints, but we recognize those who have come before us because it's important to remember our history and to learn from it. We have 2,000 years of church history, of people striving to follow God in their lives and communities and often failing. Those whom we remember as saints were often offering a correction to the wider church that had gone astray, as it does in every generation. The saints were like the prophets of the Old Testament, using their words and actions together to demonstrate the way of Jesus, how to love God and love others in their particular contexts. For instance, that is why in more recent history, we recognize Frederick Douglass and William Wilberforce among the saints for their courage and truth-telling in decrying the evil of slavery and the hypocrisy of the church in supporting it. We also recognize Hiram Hisanori Kano, a Japanese-American priest who was imprisoned in internment camps in World War II and stood against the racism and xenophobia of his time as a witness for peace and reconciliation. The list of our saints goes on and on, including Pauli Murray, Joan of Arc, Martin Luther King Jr., Augustine of Hippo, and Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I would encourage you to check out the book A Great Cloud of Witnesses that details the feast days for many holy men and women who have gone before us. We need to remember our history. The saints teach us not to be conformed to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind in Christ Jesus. By remembering and learning about the people who have gone before us, who have shined forth Christ's light in the world, we might be spurred on in our own lives to cultivate those virtues through grace as we strive to imitate Christ right here in Scarsdale in 2025. So that leads us back to the man of the hour, Saint Francis of Assisi. He was born in 1181 to a wealthy family in Italy. He renounced the wealth of his family to devote himself to a life of poverty, prayer, and devotion to God. He was responding to what he saw at the time as the excesses of the church and the continued gap between the wealthy and the poor. He founded the Franciscan order to live by those principles in community and to serve those who were in need. Francis cared deeply for others, particularly for the poor and vulnerable. He reminded others that the only way to be a friend of Christ is to cherish those for whom Christ died. Francis's love extended also to all of creation, including animals. Francis reminds us all to care for creation, to cultivate rather than to consume. In closing, I'm going to read a prayer attributed to Saint Francis, which is just as resonant today as it was 800 years ago. Let us pray. With all our hearts and all our souls, all our minds and all of our strength, all our power and all our understanding, with every faculty and every effort, with every affection and all our emotions, with every wish and desire, we should love the Lord our God. Amen.